And welcome everybody to this week's Name in Progress. Whoa, holy mother of God, where's the reverb coming from?
That I don't know. Is there reverb?
Oh, that was weird. Oh, I hear the show in your ears through my ears, and I don't know what the fuck
that is. No way you'd be able to hear that. I can't hear you talking at all.
I don't know where the fuck it's coming from.
Do you have...
Nonetheless...
Anyway, we're here.
I got it muted. Yeah, we're here. This week, Kev is not joining us. I was having technical issues prior to the show today. Kind of had to fix that shit. Ended up rewriting Windows to my computer, which was fantabulous. Woo-hoo. For my first of 2 days off. But we'd like to thank you for viewers like whoever is listening or watching or taking a look at all the Lanyard settings.
I know, I forgot that was on that window. I forgot that was on that window. I was like, oops.
No worries. We've got a movie picked out for Lanyard's week. We've got a movie we got to go over with this week. Lanyard has been diligent enough to find us some news work. And, I've been busy with work.
I was looking at it.
God damn it, man.
I was looking for news, but there wasn't any worth the shit to talk about. So, we ain't got none.
Well, fine. Obviously, last episode is missing because we didn't do it. We weren't really sure if Kev was ill, but he didn't log on. Lanyard was tired, and I've been exhausted with my new job. So we apologize for the drop in episode, and we'll do our best to keep them coming in the future for those of you who do download on a regular basis. I continue to see tweets from our old buddy Blind Run, and the Big Man Show, as well as Noti on Twitter. So as always, if you are into watching people live stream, unlike my lazy ass, feel free to check out those guys and, of course, our buddy Lanyard just about any day. If you haven't subscribed to them on Hitbox and or Twitch, be sure to do so. And that's about it. So, Lanyard, I zipped through the intro, which is a fucking weird thing for me to do. So how was your week, brother?
Kerbal.
Kerbal.
Yeah, back to Kerbal. I was playing with a mod that I downloaded a while back, and I know that when I stream anything other than pretty much Kerbal, I get no viewers. So it's like, okay, so what do I do? Do I just not stream at all? I could do that. That's not a problem. I have no problems doing that. But, you know, considering all, virtually all... Now listen to the words. Considering that virtually all of my virtual friends are virtual, and I see them on Twitch and chat and say hi, if I'm streaming something they don't want to watch, it's great. They stop in, they say hi, and then they're gone. So, and I understand. I do the same thing. If the other people are streaming something that I'm not really interested in watching, I will drop in if I can and say hello, sit for a bit, chat for a bit, and then I'm out of there because I don't want to fall asleep in the middle of the stream. Not saying that what they're playing is boring, it's just, to me, that's not something I want to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and I completely understand. I don't want to watch somebody play an MMO. Blah, snore. When I'm playing Wildstar, what's the point in streaming it? Unless I'm doing like a raid or... You know, something that's going to be slightly
be exciting,
right? So I started playing Kerbal again. I scheduled for Fridays. Absolutely, positively, 6 o'clock Friday, I'm Kerbaling. And then any other time during the week, it's a give or take. It's a up or down. So I played that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I've been playing with this mod. It's called Kerbal it's KSO, which is I think it's Kerbal Space Operations. I don't remember what it stands for. But anyway, it's KSO. It's a mini shuttle. The guy that made it, the modder that made it, made a space shuttle, you know, the whole tanks, booster rockets, space shuttle, everything, in Kerbal style. So it fits the Kerbal
world.
But it's really, really tiny. And he's got space station parts and stuff, so I can send up, and I was, this, my decision was... This is what I'll do for my show. I will make a space station using the KSO parts for the space station and only using the shuttle flights to bring up every part and hook it up. And like I said, this is a really tiny ship, so it can bring up one small part at a time, and it's taking a lot of trips, right? So I was streaming that Thursday or Friday, and the guy, that the creator of KSO, the mod, jumped into my stream and was asking me, you know, this, that, and he doesn't get to watch people play with his mod that often. So I was in there playing. I love it. I mean, I absolutely love that mod. It's just fabulous. And I was sitting there going, I just wish it was bigger. And he's like, he throws a link in, and I was like, what's this? I open the link, and just only a few days ago, maybe a week ago, he finally finished his larger shuttle. So I was like, So I downloaded it real quick in the middle of my stream, installed it, and I've been playing with that. And it's a larger shuttle. It's got a few more toys on it, and it's a lot of fun. And between mine, you know, with some of my feedback and stuff, and he was getting some ideas and everything else. So anyways, yesterday I was playing again, and I was having some issues. I couldn't get a fuel tank up. But anyway, he sent me another link, and I downloaded it and put it in there, and I now have a shuttle with my name on it. So he sent me a copy with the shuttle, so there's Dauntless and Resolute and all these other Ascension and Lanyard. So got my own shuttle name. So that was fun. So that's what I've been doing with that. I was going to play some WildStar tonight because I got to catch up. I got to level 30 with my character. And you know, I've said this before, I hate racing to the end of the level cap. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of turned me off. I'm playing this because I'm logging in, and I know that's what these guys want everybody to get to the end so they can do the end game stuff. I fully understand that, but on the same sense, if I race to the end, what's the point? I mean, now what am I going to do? You know, so I've kind of been ho-humming around about going back and playing. Not saying anything. I really enjoy the game. It's an amazingly done game and everything, but racing to the end is just not my cup of tea, and so that's kind of turned me off. But I've got a level 30 stalker. I'm having a lot of fun playing him. That's pretty much all I've done. I've got a lot of people asking me, oh, have you tried this game? Oh, have you tried this game? Here's a game. Blah, blah, blah. Don't care. I don't want any more games, to be honest with you. I'm getting burned out on gaming. So, and it's been nice out. I now have the motorcycle. So I've been wanting to go out and ride that. Tomorrow I'm getting me a helmet, so I can go do that. Was having problems with the bank. So I went and I got this bank loan, and when I filled out the application, there was the part that says how much do you make a year. Well, I put down 54K because that's what I made last year, and that was what was stuck in my mind, and that's what it did. Well, they also want pay stub, most recent pay stub. Okay. So I sent to the most recent pay stub, and they come back saying, well, it says you've only been working there for a month. So I had to explain to them, because I'm a subcontractor, I've been working at the same place for 7 years, but I keep bouncing around through contractors because that's just what happens at FedEx Ground.
Yeah.
And they didn't understand that. It was too confusing to them. It says that, it only says you're only making, $26,000 a year. No, that's my last paycheck was short because of a few days, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's like, after fucking with that, I was like, you know what they're going to end up doing? They're going to end up either saying, they're either going to end up pulling the loan, or they're going to ask for more down. Either option is not an option for me. So I just said, screw it. I went to the bank and got another $6,000 out and just paid the bike off. That's not what I wanted to do because I wanted to build my credit up. But if the bank's going to be a pain in the ass, I just screw them. So I own the bike now. The only downside is now I have no savings. What was it in February? Jesus. What was it in February? I had $40,000 in there. Yeah, life sucks. Anyways, So I'm down to basically nothing left in the bank. So I'm I'm not as generous as I used to be when I was streaming Kerbal. People would jump on and they'd, I really like this game, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, well, have you got the game? Well, no, I can't get the game because I'm, you know, 13 or whatever, and I don't have a job, and or, you know, whatever. And I've always kind of, you know, in a way, just kind of like, you know, do you have Steam? So I'll buy them a copy. I've probably bought 30 copies of Kerbal. I can't do that anymore. Jesus. I can't do that anymore. Well, you know, it's a great game. It's a lot of fun. It's a good solo play game. I like the game because you can, because of all the mods that are out there, and because the game is so easy to mod if you are a modder, you can make it your own game. And there's nobody else telling, you know, saying, oh, you can't do it this way or you can't do it that way. There's no, you know, there's no end game to it. You know, it's just a big sandbox, you know. So it's a lot of fun. And then you can continuously, you know, you can continuously, you know, revamp the universe and play it again. You know, if do something else with it. You know, that type of thing. It's really, it's very, very, very nice that way. They're also, I guess, the 0.24, which is the next patch that's supposed to be coming out. I don't know when. They're finally, I guess, I've heard, I haven't verified any of this, but I've heard that they are making it 64-bit now. So if they're going to make it 64-bit, that means that you can use up all your computer's memory, which was great because before you had to, it was only 32-bit, so it would only run on, you know, 8 gigs or whatever. But now you can actually run it full speed ahead. So that's nice. Other than that, that's all I did laundry today. Oh, I've been watching a series that's on Netflix, and I started watching it back when I had cable, back along with Walking Dead. It was it's called Copper, and it's early New York, so 1860s during the Civil War, Five Points area, and it's a cop and stuff that goes on in that time. Very, very interesting show. I guess there's only 2 seasons. I'm on the 2nd season, which I never got to watch. So I just watched the 1st season, and I was watching a little bit of the 2nd season. They changed the way they did the filmography. Before, they were doing the filmography with regular cameras, nothing special. Well, this last 2 shows have been of the new season have that fucking fuzz around the outside of the camera view, you know, and they're doing that weird focus thing. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's very, very, they're making it artsy fartsy like, and I don't like that shit. But anyways, so that's what I've been watching on the Netflix. So that's it. Okay, that's it. I'm done. Kevin, what did you do this week?
Yeah, well, apparently Kevin, according to Facebook, Kevin is renewed his gym membership and is working on becoming more physically active as the rest of us are, given the mostly beautiful weather that I've encountered. Oh, there's, nope, don't need to talk to you, dumbass. Yeah, I turned my fucking sound up so that if Kevin called, or Kevin sent me a message, I would hear it.
Right.
And then, of course, the phone call comes through from fucking nobody gives a shit. Well, as you know, I told you last week I started my new job. I've been doing a lot of field work this week. So it's a lot of me in a button-down shirt because I haven't gotten the company polos or hats yet, installing cable and sweating just buckets. I mean, fucking buckets.
Yeah.
And my dad goes, well, you're in everybody always goes, oh, that's Ohio. It's not that hot. Listen, anywhere from 78 to 83 degrees, and we've had a couple of 90-degree days, I forgot how fucking humid. Ohio is because we're right here on
next
the lake.
To the lake, yep.
You know, more or less. I mean, I'm, you know, maybe 30 miles away from the actual shore.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, you hear about lakefront snow, you don't hear about lakefront humidity. Nonetheless, I just balls deep in sweat all week long. It's actually been a lot of fun. I have a really great trainer as far as, you know, teaching me the racket of how to install cable, some of the tips and tricks needed to get the job done on any given day. It's been able to give me some really great stories to come home and tell the family. I don't know that I'll share those on air, just because, yeah, I like to keep my job in case someone runs across right. this. But nonetheless, it's been a lot of fun doing that. I got the itch. I got a notification from the iTunes store the other day, literally like I think Friday night, about Blitz being live. That's World of Tank Blitz for the iOS. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess that people on iPad have more fun than I do on my iPhone.
Yeah.
only because the screen's bigger. I was playing it, and I've gotten some kills. You know, I'm doing good. I'm already on my way to Tier 3 on my iPhone, for fuck's sake.
Nice.
You know, and people have to remember, I have an iPhone 5, okay? This is how I end up playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
so that, I mean, you think the screen's big when you're doing everything else on the planet, but when yeah. you're trying to play a game like that, it's just ridiculous. they did a great job of mapping the controls. I'll give them okay. that. It is kind of odd. Depending on how far I am away from the Wi-Fi router I am, I'm kind of fucked. Because, I mean, LTE service is fantastic, but you're playing a video game, you need the fastest available internet. I was on the porch and had a 1,000 lag spike on my Wi-Fi. And apparently, by getting into the game and already having a World Tanks account, they give you a free Tier 5 to play with, nice. Which is phenomenal as far as getting through and beasting out the levels, which is a lot of fun. And what I've been doing is just I've been focusing on the American line. That's the line that I like. They currently have three lines of progress available to you. American, German, and Soviet, which makes sense. We're the big guys. You know how it rolls with war. So it's nice to see the three main countries represented. And they have everything up to Tier 10. I am grateful to know that so far there is no one sitting in queue waiting for a Tier 10 match on a mobile device. Because, you would think on the mobile version, the prices would be lower. You know, not everybody's yeah. going to put as much time as they do at their computer. It is 6.1 million credits to get a Tier 10. The exact Jeez. Same price it is to get a Tier 10 in the game online. But that spurred me to want to play on my, at least on my little account. I haven't really gotten the urge to go and play on my big account again. I'm still in my guild, surprisingly. I'm surprised they haven't kicked me out of there. Or on my clan, the 102nd. But, you know, I've been working so much. I only worked 4 days this week, and I had one half day. Out of 3 days that I worked, I managed to get up to just shy of 40 hours this week. Nice. It's funny to hear the wife, you know, get the text message from the wife. So, you know, when you're coming home at like 5 o'clock and you're like, oh, well, we only have two jobs left. And then you call her back at 8 o'clock to go, by the way, we're finally done.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as hard as I thought it would be, but it's far from easy.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I could definitely say is when you're doing cable, setting up the modem and the internet and the actual cable boxes, the problems that normal people have, the everyday Joe setting up their cable box that they had shipped to them from any provider, mm-hmm. is when they get to sit on the phone for 20 minutes with tech support. Guess what? The techs aren't any luckier.
Nope, they got to do the same thing. Yep. Yep.
But I did get on for a bit, and one guy had a tank that I'm going to have to look up. It was the BTSV.
Okay.
I have no clue what that one is. Hey there, Frequency. And apparently it was awarded to some of the guys, some people in-game. Yet another one of those fantastic cheat tanks that Wargaming like to give out to their mm-hmm. players. Or their top end players, but you know it was a lot of fun. Apparently the current mission is for the E4 line, which is the American mobile TD or mobile turret TDs.
Okay.
So I've actually been working on my little account towards that goal to raise money faster. And honestly, I didn't remember it being as easy to play as it is.
Yeah.
Kind of looking forward to getting to my M8A1, which is the generic version of a tank destroyer, but
right.
Looking forward to the little Sherman tank destroyer. And you know, I've obviously been playing a lot of Netflix, reassembled, tore down, reassembled, and rewrote Windows to a hard drive in time to get Uvu, Origin, Skype, AVG, and a few dozen games downloaded before we caught on today. And of course, I got to play Tanks today as well. And I'm really, really happy because OMC, somebody working with the OMC group finally got my old Monty Python sound pack updated.
Oh, nice.
So now I have that sound pack again. They also have one for Top Gear, and I'm really interested in hearing that one because I love the guys from Top Gear. But being able to have the Monty Python sound pack is really what is keeping me intrigued right now.
Right.
And also had a bit of a death in my components. I lost my 24-inch widescreen Dell monitor. It completely shit out. I went to every forum everywhere I could, and they said if the power light was just constantly blinking, pray you have a warranty. Which it's outlived its warranty. So I may or may not contact Dell tomorrow to see if they'll actually swap it out for shits and giggles. But seeing as I don't have a way to ship it to them, I also don't have any money in an account, I can't afford to cross-ship it either, so fuck my life. But
I got a 24-inch flat screen here.
Well,
it's just sitting back there.
Ship it on over, buddy.
Well, I need your new address.
A new address.
Yep.
Who needs my new address? Wonder how we can handle that. Don't know if I still got that number. But no, I mean, it's been a really fun week. You know, like you said, you know, it's been really nice out. So a lot of my time is spent out on the porch enjoying beers with the neighbors. You know, I haven't been able to get any other beer yet. Looking forward to my first paycheck and beer plenty. Did start getting creative with bottled water because the wife and the nephew are both on bottled water, which blows my mind. Well, not bottled water. We buy bottles for water. Okay. But now they're drinking nothing but water up here.
That's good.
So we had some strawberries in the fridge, and I did one of those bullshit things you see on Facebook.
Just drop strawberries in?
Drop them in.
Yeah.
And then I got really creative and decided to see what would happen if I poured a little vodka in one. And as it gets together, it's tasting a whole lot like a strawberry shortcake slushy.
Yeah.
You know, all natural, too, to boot.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's been a really busy week. I have watched a ton of Netflix. What I can't say, I can't remember exactly. I did find out that XXX State of the Union,
okay,
which apparently has Ice Cube in it, was on was available on Netflix this week. Gonna have to say I like Vin Diesel a little bit better. Not exactly sure why they did that movie again, but they alluded at the end of that one that they're trying to make a third. So fuck my life. So I'll probably end up watching it just out of morbid curiosity.
Right.
But that's it. I know we do have a movie this week. I chose War Z, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. That's what you did.
Yep. And go ahead and run that beautiful bean footage.
It's a plan.
Does it live in a jungle?
No. Oh.
Is it really fast?
No.
Does it live on the Great Plains of Africa?
No.
Hey.
What is going on?
Hold on, guys.
Daddy, be careful on the road. Jerry?
Get back in your car right now! Remain with your feet!
What is this?
It's the sea worldwide. Is anyone doing better than we are?
We don't know.
I'm scared.
How do we know they're coming?
They're coming. Ready?
Go, go, go!
Come on!
Ready,
asking me to leave my family.
I'm not gonna force you.
Don't pretend you're not well suited for the job.
Baby?
Tell the kids I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
There we go.
All right. So, this movie, when I was choosing it, didn't really pay attention to a lot of the stuff that they said on the internet right at the original release. I was really saving it until I got to that point that I could watch it, and I was really excited to see it. One, because on one side of the screen it had people telling me that I had read the actual book, the World War Z book, the audio book, so of course I was extra excited to see what the movie turned out to be. If you ever listen to the audiobook or try to read the World War Z book, you cannot in your entire life envision that kind of movie or that kind of book being turned into a movie. And so going into it, I was a little amiss. Before I get to some of the criticisms, I'll let you go first there, Lanyard.
I loved it. Wish it was longer. 5 stars.
Really?
I really did. I really, really, really liked it. I do wish it was longer, though. I would love to see other stories, you know, because this... I listened to the audiobook, and the audiobook was interviewing people that lived through this. That was the audiobook. Boring. But this was cool because you got to see one guy's perspective at the beginning of and the starting of this. And I thought that was great. I could definitely actually watch another one, maybe two more movies from different perspective, different person during the World War Z mess. I would absolutely love it. I absolutely loved this film. I think my favorite part was the almost dead guy running the garbage truck through traffic, because God knows I've wanted to do that. just recently, actually, Friday in Tacoma, I felt like just flooring it and pushing all the way through the traffic. It would have been awesome. But I really, really liked this movie. I thought it was done well. I thought, completely different type of zombie, which I thought was great. I really, really enjoyed it. And like I said, I could totally watch another one or two of these. I thought it was really good. 5 stars all around.
I'm a Romero fan, so high speed zombies with super jump weird me out. I think the direction they went is completely different of most zombie movies, because you either have the traditional it dies, then eventually it gets back up 15 minutes later. The ideal that the conversion time was a meager 12 seconds was insane. The fact that it
didn't
was
start out with 12 seconds,
to be,
didn't start out at 12
yeah.
seconds. No, remember, because if when they first went to the base,
turned in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it took a while to get going, and as the disease or whatever as disease mutated, it got faster and faster. That's and then they were at 12 seconds when it finally was like all over the place.
Right.
So yeah, I just like the Teddy Ruxpin counting it down. That was cool.
Oh, that was creepy as shit. But yeah, it was a really good movie, and he touched a few of the spots that would have been involved in the original. The most notable character that I can remember being in it was one of the military informants in Israel. That was a direct pull from the movie, from the book.
Okay.
But that was pretty much the only direct pull I saw from the book to the movies. This guy is more or less going to solve the problem rather than to record it. It as far as the story from the book goes, it's not really there. Because that was the aftermath story. The original book probably could have gotten turned into a miniseries, which would probably have been the best venue for it, although it would not have gotten the ridiculous budget I'm sure this movie got.
Right.
But I'm weirded out. You know, I did give the movie 4 stars, so don't take it as I didn't like the movie. I just wasn't real happy, mainly because of things like, you know, the pyramid of zombies crawling up the wall.
That was cool.
That was just bizarre. You know, purely based on the ideal that, you know, people get stomped at a Walmart, that many zombies would have kept collapsing on itself.
It would have been, eventually they would have stacked up. It's just been, all the ones at the bottom would have been squeezed.
Yeah. they would have been mutated paste.
Yeah.
The odd way that they transform from one point to the from, you know, bit dead human to reanimated running corpse was kind of crazy, with the jerky camera motions or the jerky people motions. Not entirely sure. Out of the 4 times I watched it, I wasn't really sure which one I wanted to go with, because it kind of looked like camera mechanics or CGI mechanics to make them look like they were twisting about.
Mm.
And like I said, the super jump zombies were but overall the movie did a great job telling a single person's single viewpoint. You know, the fact that he was basically fighting to find an answer so that his family didn't end up stranded in the middle of nowhere on the secure island. Now the entire fucking planet is being overridden with zombies. They found the one island in Greenland that's not.
Yet. Until they build a zombie bridge across to get to them.
Yeah, that was the one thing they didn't attempt to go to, was the ideal of whether or not the zombies would be able to make it underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a portion of the book where they talked about how people were cramming into the boats trying to escape the zombies, only to find out that someone inside the boat was actually already infected, and that led to a larger outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I said, if I don't compare it directly to the book and I just judge it as a zombie movie itself, I think it was a lot of fun. It was definitely a good romp as far as the zombie movie goes. It covered several different areas. You got major heroic moments, you know, with the guy who figures he's good, he's as good as dead anyway, and they say if he injects himself with anything out of that cabinet in the middle, he's gonna die. And you're going, but did you? He grabbed everything out of that
cabinet. Yeah.
You know, so it was funny to see that portion.
The Israeli elite guard chick was kind of hot. She just needed hair.
Yeah. It's
cute, not hot. I'm sorry, wrong word. Wrong word. Cute, not hot.
I don't know if you.
I think it was because she was military. She like shot guns and shit. That was cool. Yeah.
And then they cut her hand off.
Yeah.
But hey, she still got one hand.
That's right. You still get a hand job.
But I did think it was odd and a bit disconcerting that they took a moment for a Pepsi cameo in that movie.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
He stops, breaks it open, and says, fuck it, if I'm going to leave the Earth, I must have a drink first.
Yeah, a Pepsi. That's what I would think of.
If I'm going to be a dead man, I might as well hydrate with a Pepsi.
I might as well have... if I'm going to be a dead man, I might as well start with this. Yeah.
It's pretty close to what... Yeah, the 3.75, 4.25 area. But I thought it was a 4 just because I think they executed what I conceived to be a prequel story very well. They extrapolated what they needed to from the book, turned a bit of the storyline around, and made us give a shit about the main character and his family. Whether or not I think Brad Pitt was the best choice, I can't say, because I don't know who I could have seen doing that.
I don't know, but I don't see Brad Pitt marrying that ugly woman.
Well, you know, remember, he's not home all the time, so it's not like he's laying hurt or...
Good point.
Remember, and my favorite part was he was from the UN. He was a UN investigator, is what they said. And the guy's got better training than the military, apparently, with the exception of the fact that he doesn't know how to mute his cellular phone.
Right.
And who gives the doctor a fucking gun? He's not a military man. He knows where to shoot. Apparently he didn't. Because he tripped and went boom. You know? I mean, damn. That was so fucking retarded. And you knew it had to happen because you knew the movie was, he was the star. There was never a co-star moment where they flashed to the other dude ever. It was just crazy. I did go and watch one of the guys, everything that's wrong about the movie in 8 minutes or less. It's 7 minutes less here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But he pointed out some things that really did kind of confuse me. Things like a dump truck that doesn't hit any of the cars in between the traffic jam, but barrels down the cop. Like, you didn't notice, like, the cop never noticed a disturbance coming his way. He just stay in the car. And
yeah, and on top of that, as the dump truck is running down the traffic, it's splitting cars and knocking cars, which it wouldn't do. It's driving like it has a snow plow on the front, and he hits only the cop, not the car that Brad's in, and not the car that's on the other side of the cop. So apparently during that one little point, the truck went from a very big truck down to the size of a motorcycle that has a hard time getting through two cars.
Yeah.
Just that one point. Just that, one area, that's where he just went and then went way back to full size. Yeah. Again, not important to me. But yes, if we're gonna nitpick, let's go. Come on, bring it up.
It was an odd moment. No, there was that, and you know, he's like, oh, of course, when we're running away from zombies, that's when the engine has to die.
Right.
Because, I mean, but they're like, they look at that point to be almost 20 miles out of the center of danger.
Yep.
You know, the flood of zombies isn't following the one meager camper down the road. But there was a lot of weird stuff, like people ransacking the local grocery store. There's zombies everywhere, and you stopped off for supplies?
Yeah, well, you never know. Ooh. You weren't prepared.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. They're not going to be prepared. That's what's going to happen.
Well, he must have been at some small version, an old school Walmart or something, because right in the middle of the grocery section was Royal Purple Oil. Didn't quite get that. But it was just odd placement of items throughout the movie, especially in the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
After that, obviously, you can't oddly place something in the middle of, you know, what I perceived to be the desert was the idea of where the one stop was. Where they went to the military base, somewhere in Africa, somewhere in Saudi Arabia is where they said they were supposed to be.
The first one where it was raining, where the doctor died. No, that was in supposed to be in Russia or some shit. So they were over there, I believe, and then they went to Israel.
I don't know. I can't. Well, no, because the doctor that was checking on the rogue soldier was looked like an Asian kid or something that started off with. But it was really funny. And what was the point of the cracked out CIA guy that was ripping out his teeth?
Oh, yeah, he was tearing out his teeth because if he turns, he can't bite people.
Right, but. We're holding a military a criminal for selling arms to North Korea, which I thought was funny.
Right.
And in the middle of a crisis, when you've got people all around you dying, you're letting that guy go Looney Tunes, pulling out his own fucking teeth, just in case.
It was in the story, man.
But no, other than I like I said, other than some shit I could really nitpick about, just oddball stuff. Like I say. I thought the movie was really enjoyable. I think it had more than enough action. You gotta love the announcement after the phone goes off. Will all travelers please remember to turn off your cellular phones and pagers for the remainder of the movie? It was just great.
Mm-hmm.
I just laughed my ass off with that. But. Overall, I still think the movie was a solid 4. If it to be a 5, I think from my perspective, it would have had to have been
more tits,
slightly slower or less intelligent zombies.
Wouldn't be an action-packed film with slow zombies just doesn't work, man.
Yeah, it relies too much on more storyline.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, think of our favorite Walking Dead. Those are shufflers. Very few speeders in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, and most of the Romero classics are all about slow and impending death that apparently people were too stupid to outrun or shoot.
Or walk away from.
Right. I'm walking backwards. Look at you shuffling.
Ooh. Oh, shit, a trip. Yeah.
But I do like it for the action as far as the speeders went. Some of the avalanche O-bodies was kind of weird. I mean, it basically looked like watching it kicking over an ant hive.
Which is why at the very beginning of the movie you saw ants and bees and the collective thing. Yeah.
I also really respect the fact that it wasn't given the ideal that this was some type of government experiment gone wrong. It wasn't
never really was explained
landing from outer space. Well, the biologist they explained it kind of gave it away
that the doctor
he gave his theory
right.
His theory was that it was nature, Mother Nature that was
right. Throwing it at us. Nature, yeah, which makes sense.
Nature giving the world an
because
basically
the human population has over long periods of time been able to regulate its own population by destroying each other, and since now we are so focused in the last 50, 60, 70 years on not destroying each other, we've got too many goddamn people. So, yep. That's like what was somebody the other day is like, man, there's just not enough jobs in this country. I was like, no, there's too many fucking people in this country. There's plenty of jobs. We got just about the jobs we need. There's just too many damn people that want those jobs.
On that respect,
yeah.
You know, keep in mind, I moved here a month ago.
Yep.
Okay, I've been working for 2 weeks.
Yep.
So I was only out of work for about 3 weeks
right.
Once I got here.
Right.
And I talk to people all the time, like, oh, man, job market's hard, job market's
move.
Hard. I found one in a career I have no prior knowledge in.
Right.
I've never worked in cable, plumbing, electrical, none of that shit.
Right.
But here I am. So yep. If I make a shit ton of money, then we'll know. And Frequency brought up, apparently, judging by Netflix, if you want to do a zombie film, you call Danny Trejo. Yes, if you want to do a bad zombie flick, you definitely call Danny. Because his are the worst. Go and watch those, and you'll wish you were watching Sharknado on repeat.
Speaking of amazingly awesome movies, let's roll my trailer.
Oh, definitely.
The soldiers on this transport mission are about to have an experience beyond their imagination. When they come across an uncharted island.
Please, God, let it be Club Med.
Inhabited by exotic women.
Check out the Hooters on those bays.
For these men, it's a dream come true. Until it turns into a nightmare. Five men thrown back to the Stone Age, caught between 100 women and 1,000 dinosaurs. Dinosaur Island.
Finally, we get some damn quality movies here. God. Dinosaur Island. Death by Snoo Snoo.
Yes. I described this movie to a buddy of mine. I was like, oh, well, you know, I told my buddy it's been forever since we watched a truly bad film. You know, we've been trying to be nice to one another and watch good movies. We've almost all agreed that the movies we've watched were either great because of one thing or terrible because yeah. of darkness, you know, like the camera or something was bad. And I described the movie and he goes, so basically Death by Snoo Snoo. I said, pretty, yeah. But it will be interesting if Kev's able to join us next week to see what his version of this movie is.
Yes.
Because I watched it, buddy, and...
it's one of our higher-end movies.
Plenty of tits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Higher-end. Yeah. have you watched it yet, or did you just watch the trailer?
I've been putting it off. The funny thing caught me about this was the DVD cover that Netflix has looks like something like a 1970s Led Zeppelin or you know, some type of maybe it's a rock and roll cover album. I mean, if you look at it, it looks like it's drawn It's and I was like, oh yeah, that's gotta be quality right there. That's definitely gotta be good. But, I mean, I'm hoping it's still not as bad as say as Sand Sharks or as bad as Nazis from the Moon, but because those so far stand out over this year that we've been watching these films, those stand out as the two worst films that I've watched.
The best part was the one with the Nazis from the Moon. Yeah. They did a director's cut of that one too.
I know, right?
And I so badly want to go watch it to see how much worse it could have gotten.
Yeah.
Because I just imagine like lots and lots of extra lens flare going on. But you know, the weird thing is, this one is either getting 5 stars for shits and giggles, or this is truly a B movie from hell. While you're watching it, Lanyard, I want you to make sure that you think that this is 1994. This movie came out.
Okay.
And it's rated R. and it was, as the intro showed, straight to video release.
Right.
But I got to about 63 minutes on it before I stopped watching it on the 22nd. yeah, this is going to be a rager, man. And it's going to be a rager for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately. But nonetheless, that's our movie for next week. Len, did you end up finding any news?
I looked through some stuff. I looked at GameStop news. I looked at IGN. I looked at, something for E4 or something like that. And it was just a bunch of crap. I mean, they had it's right after E3. So everybody's raging and raging about console games. And you know how I feel about, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about console games. And everybody's going off about Nintendo shit. And out of the three console games, Nintendo's the least of the ones that, I mean, I am not 6. I'm not going to play a fucking Nintendo. I am not 14. I am not early 20s. I'm not going to play an Xbox or a fucking PlayStation. I'm a PC guy. End of story. So, no. I looked through all that stuff. I was trying to buzz through something of some interest. Nothing. I'm sure there's some out there. But to be quite fucking honest, I don't care.
Understandable. Well, you know, guys, I've been working pretty hard, and today and tomorrow are my only days off, so I will be playing World of Tanks, but that's about fucking it for me. Won't be live streaming until I get into my own vehicle, if I go back to live streaming at all. But for the time being, you can still catch our show on my channel on Hitbox, or you can catch Lanyard playing whatever he feels like, whenever he feels like it, on Hitbox as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on the way out there, Lanny?
No, I'm going to be doing some WildStar tonight. I'll probably have it on the stream, so if you want to stop in and say hi, that'd be awesome. I'll probably stream it on Twitch and Hitbox. Other than that, no. Tomorrow I'm going to go get my helmet, and then I'm going to see if I can't go right off into the sunset on my brand new motorcycle. And
indeed.
And that's about it. That's all I've got. I mean, nothing. Just nothing. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us via download or on the live stream. We'll see you next time.
Adios. Time for the nip out.
The nip out.